I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. Reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Everybody.
I'm not used to the whole systems go thing before.
Yeah, I'm thrown off by this louder, harder, rockier, not funnier version.
It's the new rocket, Aristocrats.
A what?
Oh?
Aristocrats.
All right. MySpace.com/aristocratsradio if you want to contact us.
Yeah. Like fan mail.
Like emails and stuff. Yeah.
Electronic mail. Mail sent electronically.
Yeah.
Electronic mail.
So we haven't been,
We've been off.
Yeah, for somewhat. A month almost.
Like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't count the other week.
We're like Howard Stern. We're just going to take a whole month
off. We're just going to take a whole month.
We just took July off. It's great.
Summertime.
We tried to
take Boy, did we have fun while we were off, huh?
Yeah, we did so many adventures.
Oh, man. Yeah. It was great. I was at a funeral. It was great.
Oh.
And it was like 108 degrees out, and I was in a black suit and a mausoleum with no air conditioning or anything. It was
shame.
Mausoleum, huh?
Yeah, it's very nice. It was,
my grandparents are in a mausoleum.
Yeah.
My parents will be in a mausoleum.
Well, I'm already done with them.
Well, they already have it paid for. They did it when I was like 5.
It was very creepy because I went
He's
in there.
Kill us.
Yeah. And my grandparents, my grandmother died, and they both have side by side.
Yeah.
So they have the big plaque.
Oh,
and
God.
So I had my grandmother's name with the dates. And also
and then
had
like
my
a question mark next to it.
But then I had my grandfather's name. So I'm like, my grandfather's walking in here and seeing.
Thank
his
God he can't see this.
Yeah, he's blind.
Oh, that's good.
Well, almost totally blind.
Is that, my,
see a
is that my name?
Is that my name?
Yeah.
He's up to the wall.
It was interesting, to say the least.
It's in Braille, so he can
I had
it.
To be the kind of comic relief for everybody.
Were you hitting people with pies? No.
Yeah, I was going to the
funeral
home
pieing.
With lemon meringue pies.
These people are crying.
I'm so sorry. Thank you!
Lemon meringue pies, oversized shoes, and polka dot pants. Almost like a clown.
So it was very hot.
This nun walked into a bar.
Very,
right?
Very.
Vaughn?
What, clowns?
Almost like a clown.
Can I talk about that? Oh, we got to talk about that?
I guess.
All right, I might as well get right into
Let's start with this.
Well, 2 weeks ago, we did do a show, but it didn't come up because...
It was an abortion.
It turned into Slanderfest 2006.
I don't like them.
That was good, though. I thought it was a great show.
Although I do like my new bit called Slander, where I just pick somebody's name randomly. Through the internet phone book. And
if we know them or not.
Call them a cunt, yeah. But we just started talking about stuff that no one would understand or get, and it just turned into...
Way inside.
Lazy.
Yeah, lazy, slander. It was, yeah.
Way inside. A lot of people we knew.
And I didn't feel like going through and taking everyone's names out, it so would have been like I just didn't...
There wouldn't be anything left.
It would have been, would have been 5 minutes. But one thing we did miss...
One gem...
I thought you would have cut that out and just put that up. And
my
now I gotta...
chair's actually broke. My chair's broke.
One thing I did miss was breaking my chair.
There's actually a spring coming out from under my chair.
I can see it. It's
like a cartoon. There's this. Bing. I can feel it. It's a spring. It's hysterical. Oh, Jesus.
That's a visual.
There now goes, the arm broke.
There goes the arm.
Oh my god! I think this thing's just about done, huh?
I think it's time for a new one.
Time for a new chair.
Some duct tape on that chair.
It's a comfy chair, though.
It was.
Oh, the one thing we did miss was Vaughn. Okay. How do we even
We were just talking about clown stuff, I guess.
I should have pulled the audio, but
yeah,
I didn't.
You should have. We were talking about something with clowns, and I brought up the fact that I was dating somebody who she was into role playing.
She was a clown, though, right?
No. She wasn't.
She just liked clowns.
She just liked the clown. She liked the whole thing.
Because you said she knew like the whole history about clowns.
Yeah, she was really into it. She was into clowning and stuff like that. Rachel. Like, she was probably one of the reasons why I was thinking about going into clown college at one time, because she was so into it. I was like, that would be kind of a cool thing. And then I went to regular college, and, you know.
Regular clown college, not clown college.
Yeah, business school clown college. But, like, one night she just was like, you know, you mind if I get, like, you know, dressed up in clown makeup and stuff like that, and I was like, okay.
Hey, Big Bear, mind if I get my bozo outfit
And it wasn't just like you know, the face paint, which I was like, okay, fine. But it was like, you know, those big stupid pants and the shoes and the suspenders,
the big
and
hula hoop pants.
Yeah, it was ridiculous looking, and I couldn't. And like you're doing right now, you're sitting there laughing like a retard. That's what I look like.
What am I supposed to do?
And she's sitting there getting uncomfortable.
How do you gracefully like take her suspenders off?
No,
and pull the hula hoop down.
She did all that. Thank God, when she pulled the suspenders down, I went flink. I was like, oh, thank God.
She has to lift her ass up a little bit so you can get the hula hoop under her butt.
She wasn't that big.
Best fitting pair of pants ever.
I probably got to fit in those well, just with a little.
They're supposed to be saggy.
But it was okay, because it was just like. It was just, that was the weirdest part, because you're sitting there giggling like a retard at her, and she's getting all uncomfortable, and she's like, I don't know if I want to. I was like, no.
I don't think this was a good idea. I don't think this was a good idea.
Just like automatically, no, I'll stop. Let me give you a second.
Yeah, it was funny, but you still wanted to get your dick wet, pretty much.
Well, yeah. Why the hell not?
Why wouldn't I?
That is pretty ridiculous. And then we found out that there's actually a clown fetish.
Yeah.
And that there are websites dedicated to clown porn.
Yes.
Where they actually dress up a girl like a clown in makeup. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes like pigtails or whatever.
Yep.
And they'll tie them up and throw pies at them.
Yeah, I don't get the tying up thing. And the pie thing. Whatever.
And videotape it and put it on the web.
And then have sex with them when they're covered in pie. And
charge you $20 a month.
The whole thing doesn't make sense, Vaughn. There's not just one little aspect of it. The whole thing doesn't make sense. I don't understand why they tie her up. I don't understand why she's dressed like a clown. I don't understand why anyone's dressed like a clown. It's more than that little thing. So you gotta look at the big picture.
I don't like looking at the big picture. I like looking really close up to the big picture.
Yeah.
Those suspenders are way too small. They should be wider. I don't understand.
Why are those pants so big, though? I don't get
it.
They're usually like baggier.
Yeah, it's like a smorgasbord.
You got
of
like
colors.
A little frill on the top by the hula hoop. Well, what the hell?
Why is she a sad clown? She looks like she's having fun.
Yeah, that face looks fun, but
she's smiling, but the makeup's all frowny.
Was she a happy clown that after you fucked her, she turned into a sad clown?
She turned into
a sad
clown.
She put the tear on her face.
Yeah.
She had the happy
she's
clown.
She's in the bathroom drawing the tear and crying.
There was a lot of frowning that night, yes, at the end of it.
Oh, my God.
There was a lot of disappointment.
Did she pretend to have a baby and throw a bozo doll out of her crotch? I'm pregnant! Hey!
Anyway. So that's Vaughn's, yeah.
It was much more funnier last.
Well, it was, because it was fresh, but yeah. I just wanted to make sure everyone heard about your
stupid. Yeah, it was funnier last time.
Stupid ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
She really is an ass.
Yeah.
I wish I knew who she was.
Yeah, you would.
So
you
that
would
I
know.
Could smack her.
Hit her with a pie.
Yeah, smack her and then wipe my hands off to get all the grease paint off.
Ever wash?
Stupid bitch.
It's almost like having sex with a leper. Keeps wiping off on you.
And Craig's whole thing was, hey, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
A hole's a hole.
Yeah.
I don't care if there's makeup on her or what.
It's a little weird, but.
What if the hole had makeup on it? What if she colored all that up?
She did the bozo paint down low. That's just strange.
Like a stripy vertical mess.
Red pubes.
Yeah.
On either side.
Big white strip
Larry
in the middle.
Fine pubes. And then you can paint your helmet black so it looks like Mo.
Hey, Mo.
Pummel you to death.
Oh, God. Oh, it's funny.
Boy. Hey, Mo, fuck me in the mouth.
But if I had a girlfriend.
You had a girlfriend?
If I had a girlfriend who dressed up in clown
regalia?
Regalia. Thank you. I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going. It wouldn't happen.
What? You'd freak
out? You just
laugh.
I would not
be able to perform on a clown.
It was uncomfortable at first.
I would always ask, first of all, the only thing I would think of is that movie Vulgar.
Oh, really?
With poor fucking Brian O'Hallahan, whatever the fuck his name is, getting
ass raped
by the guy from My Name Is Earl.
Not the fat guy from My Name
Dante
Is Earl.
Getting fucked by My Name Is Earl kid.
Still fat, or was he?
No,
he was a big boy in that.
Yeah,
he was actually fatter.
Yeah, he was. He like mole rats when he was in mole rats.
Shut up, fuckface.
He was wide.
I got to see that movie.
It's a fucking sailboat.
So Clerks 2 is out now. I really want to see it. I heard that there's a lot of Middletown shots.
Yeah,
our local area.
Yeah.
And I was told there's a donkey scene in that film.
Yeah. Yeah. You heard about
Joel
that.
Joel Siegel walked out.
I have the audio of that, of him and of Smith and Siegel fighting on O&A.
Yeah. I heard that.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
He posted it online.
Siegel didn't even know it was him.
Yeah, he didn't realize it midway, and then he was told, and he was like, oh, really?
Like, do you realize you've been talking to Kevin Smith for the past 15 minutes? He goes, where's Kevin Smith?
Kevin who?
Who?
Who is this Smith guy?
I think he was the only one who gave him a bad review, too.
Doddering old fool. Well, the Post gave him like...
Give it 2.5 stars.
Yeah, 2.5, here, there. But,
it's 10 years too late.
Overall, yeah, it's like... Yeah, what do you
it's get? In color.
Some of the people I know have seen it said it was freaking hysterical.
Yeah.
I heard it was good.
And then I told you what was going on. They're doing it on the 8th. They're going to replay the original Clerks. No, the 8th. It's that Monday. It's that Tuesday.
Okay.
They're going to replay the original Clerks in front of the Quick Stop.
Yeah, I got to take off for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
But I heard they, if you listen to the show, you know we used to work at a Pizza Hut. And the Pizza Hut is actually in the movie.
Really?
Wow.
The Middletown Pizza Hut. Wow.
That we
used to run for many years. We used to
run into the
into
ground.
Into the ground.
And I think it,
that we used to pillage every night.
I don't think the place has ever been the same since.
No.
No, it's always the same. That's the problem.
It's actually worse now. I've been in there. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's fucking
I didn't think it could get any worse.
It's actually grosser. I got grossed out.
Well, it was greasy as hell then.
Yeah.
I can imagine another like 5-6 years of
it's like
uncleaned grease everywhere.
It's like under the oven grease. That bad.
And it was
it's
even
like
worse
on top
when,
of the oven smell.
Craig used to refuse to wash his uniforms.
Like, same pants.
Oh, yeah, and the shirt with just a big black on your belly, where your belly is, just black.
I want new shirts.
Yeah.
You're not getting them. I'm going to wear the same shirt.
Hey, Craig looked like a bum when he worked there. He really did.
Did you ever serve people?
Yeah, a couple
oh, that
times.
Must have, oh, that would have been hysterical
what,
to see.
What, do you want?
Bald gorilla walking up to
big oaf, yeah. Hi.
How you doing? What would you like to drink?
Look at
help
my black
yourself to the salad bar.
He's got his gloves with the fingers cut out.
Kids are looking at
spare change.
He's keeping warm.
Follow me
high.
To your table.
The kids are looking at him like, Mommy, he smells. Look at him. I don't think they're paying him much, hon.
No, they weren't.
I think he lives in the back.
He does. On top of the oven.
I think he just eats out of the trash. And oh, wait.
Yeah, you did.
They did.
Yeah,
it's,
you
like,
and,
it's like, honey, eat all your food or you're going to give him food.
So, yeah,
just
Clerks 2.
Just leave the table scraps.
He's like, eating right off the
table. I'd like to see Clerks 2. It would be nice to see.
Yeah.
I just haven't had time.
I'm going to see it tonight.
The Asbury
if you
Park.
Were going into Philly, you could... You,
I'm going to Philadelphia.
You all could go.
To see the Eagles of Death Metal.
Mr. I don't like shows anymore.
I don't,
see a show
but...
You know, to support one of his favorites.
Yeah.
Who are they playing with?
Peaches.
Oh.
You should stay. Just to listen to her.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
She's a train wreck.
She looks like it.
Yeah.
Never heard of her.
No?
Nope.
Really raunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, raunchy. Yeah.
She's like...
A Wendy O. Williams?
A little worse than that, but...
Really?
Yeah. Like, her songs are really raunchy. I don't think
it's
she does...
Like that electronica sex rock kind of dirty girl kind of...
Uh-huh.
weird, like a female Iggy Pop with a loose pussy.
With a dragging behind her.
Is that confirmed? Dragging behind her.
Is that confirmed? Oozing behind her.
Comes off stage. Bases. Shakes your hand.
The bassist slips behind her.
Disgusting. Slug of a woman she is. She might be good. I don't know.
Yeah, she's not bad.
From what I heard.
Not going into it open-minded.
The music was okay. I mean, she's all right.
Whatever. I've seen her. She's not bad.
Yeah. If I'm not tired, maybe I'll stay. But I want to get a cheesesteak and get the fuck out of there.
I need my cheesesteak. So you can fall asleep on the ride home?
Yeah.
I'm going to get the hell out of Philly so I can sleep somewhere on Route 70.
I can sleep on the turnpike. Woods.
And have some horrible people.
In the woods, in the car.
As I'm driving into the woods.
Yeah, sleep. That was a bad I had a couple bad experiences coming home from Philly.
I'd fallen asleep and driving into the woods?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. With my girlfriend. We were driving home, and she noticed that I was kind of veering off to the side of the road.
Noticed
that I was
kind
also
of drunk and tired,
falling asleep. So she's like, "You know what? Maybe I'll drive." And her little plan was kind of ingenious in a way. She had a cup of coffee, and if she got pulled over, she was just going to pour the coffee in her crotch, and say that
coffee,
she spilt it, and that's why she was driving erratically. And we were actually followed by a cop for a
good couple miles.
Yeah, a couple miles. Because we took.
Yeah, there was nowhere else for the cop to go other than stay behind you.
Yeah,
it's a 2-lane road.
Yeah, we take a, was it 70?
Yeah,
yeah. It's fun. It's really fun.
If only he knew.
Yeah, woo-hoo-hoo. I'm sure he did.
He's like,
oh,
there.
Oh, we got more drunks. Maybe if I just.
Not a
turn
cheap.
Or something. They'll
and
just
was,
crash down the road.
I was so concerned about her driving that I just fell right asleep next to her. And I'm just snoring. And
don't
she's
you fall
for herself.
Sleep.
Just stay up while I'm just...
just like, if I guess I fall...
Wake me when we...
wake me when we crash.
It's okay. I'll wake up at the scene of the accident. Maybe.
Unscathed because I was sleeping. My body just flops around. She's dead. She's
best
lying in the engine, bleeding to death. And I'm just
broken
like,
arms from trying to stop the car. Yeah.
Best nap ever, honey. Are you okay? Honey.
Your corpse won't wake up.
Honey.
Ambulance comes. You have any Tylenol? I got a headache.
You got any glycerin or something?
Your passion. Your driver's dead.
Fuck, oh. Oh.
You prick. I got some gingivitis growing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should take a break now.
Okay,
I guess.
Vaughn doesn't like taking breaks. I don't know what his deal is.
I don't know.
He thinks we should just go for like 2 hours
straight. Go for broke.
Yeah, we could just do 2 hours a day. It would be great.
A day. Please.
Straight.
It took us 3 weeks to get here. A day.
It'd be 4 or 5 years before we get to days.
Jesus Christ. 4 or 5 months before we stop doing this. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about World War III.
Maybe weeks.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by one desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
The Fat Man Dance.
More visuals.
They're touring again.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Really?
They got like 3 dates in Philly and a couple in House of Blues in Atlantic City.
Yeah? You listen to that last record?
No.
No,
I heard it.
Really. This is the only record I really have.
Not that great.
Like, I heard it when I was like at the show or whatever, and it was alright, but I'm
subpar
not buying
best.
It.
No, yeah.
It's alright to stand around to and not buy it.
Yeah. These are good cookies.
Yeah, they are.
Good cookies. Sympathy cookies are the best.
Mm. Especially when squirrels eat them brownies.
When squirrels eat the... Fucking squirrels eat the brown... God damn it. Well, anyway. Funny little story that I... I found.
Oh.
Maybe. Okay. Listen to
Vamp.
Listen to this.
The cardboard sign is hanging in a tree in the central Utah town of Nephi.
And it's also being denounced tonight by the Advocates for the Disabled. Sam Penrod has the story.
Deanie and Keith, the boys' family noticed the sign pointed at their home on Wednesday night, and tonight it is still there. That's despite our visit to the neighbors who put it up. And Advocates for the Disabled are outraged, calling it insensitive and in the same category as a racial slur.
You're a good guy.
Yeah, I am a good guy.
Yes, you are.
This is 13-year-old Colton Heaton, who is developmentally delayed. His mother says he is retarded. More like a 3-year-old.
He looks normal, but once you start talking to him, you can see that he has these problems and that he is just a loving little guy. He thinks we're all just a great big family.
But now, this cardboard is hanging in their neighbor's tree, spray-painted with the words, "Caution, retards in area." His mother says it's fortunate Colton can't read the words.
How great is that?
Wait,
keep
playing.
He can't read the words.
Pause it.
Caution, retards in area. His mother says it's fortunate Colton can't read the words. And as we were filming the sign, we could see the neighbors who put it up were outside. So we approached them for their side of the story.
Why did you put that sign up?
I've been harassed for 6 months. My daughter's been assaulted.
By who?
By the young boy.
That little mongoloid boy.
We got pictures and everything, and they would not press charges because he is handicapped.
Aww. The neighbor claims Colton threw a rock at his young daughter, and other neighbors told us they have frequently found Colton wandering onto their property. Still, the Disability Law Center says using offensive words is the wrong way to handle a difficult situation.
People with disabilities are probably the last group for whom we continue to use language that is hurtful and offensive. Oh, wow. Instead of being someone who's mentally retarded, you are a person with a developmental disability. And that means that really what we're valuing is the person.
When I was growing up, stuff, people always used that word in front of me and stuff. They always called me retarded.
Someone who knows how hurtful that word can be is Tom Brownlee, who today is an advocate for those with disabilities.
I hate that word, it was very offensive, and I just want them to see that people with disabilities deserve the respect that they are entitled to.
Both Brownlee and Nelson are hoping the community will stand up against any behavior that lessens the role of people with disabilities in society.
Regardless of a cognitive disability that I may have, I'm a person. And people do not deserve to have signs pointed at them, making fun of them, scaring them, harassing them.
We contacted Nephi police. They are working with the Juab County attorney who told me tonight he finds it distasteful and derogatory and is researching what legal options may be available since the neighbors still refuse to take the sign down. And the Disability Law Center is planning to meet with local officials to offer sensitivity training there in Nephi.
Hold on.
It's too bad. Thanks,
all right,
Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
It's too bad for that little mongoloid.
Hold on, hold on. The sign is in the retard's on his tree.
On the neighbor's yard.
Oh, I thought it was on.
Pointing to the neighbor's house. And you should see the sign, too. It's just a big piece of cardboard, spray-painted orange. Retard in area. With a big arrow pointing to them.
Retard in area.
And the guy's like, I mean, it looks like Larry the Cable Guy. He's just like, my daughter's been assaulted?
And they won't press charges because he's a retarded.
I thought that was very funny.
That was good.
What the balls, man. What was it? And to not take it down.
What was it? What were they saying? Developably delayed?
Developably delayed. How like he's going to eventually get there.
How
he's
going to catch up when he's 90.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he'll be about 18 when he's 90.
He'd be 23. He'll be 13.
Delayed.
He's delayed by 10 years.
The euphemisms are just amazing.
Sugarcoat.
Sugarcoating is what they call it.
Sugarcoating a retard. Don't even notice. Ew,
that would be funny.
Because I guess
I'd eat one.
Yeah.
Sugarcoated retards.
See, no matter how long you use a phrase, I guess it just it starts meaning the same thing. So developmentally challenged is probably going to be politically incorrect in a while. And it's going to be developmentally delayed.
Well, I think it already changed into that now.
Socially inept.
So. Yeah, socially inept. I mean, even that is kind of like, it's mean.
That's just mean.
It means you're a stalker.
Socially inept, like, you know. Yeah.
Like, Vaughn.
Like Vaughn.
Oh, quiet down.
Just fucking.
You're calling me salty in that.
Yeah, Mr. Drop Trow in the middle of somebody's yard.
Oh, sorry. I wanted to take a shower. I wanted to jump in the pool.
Yeah,
and
that,
no one...
that was a shower.
Oh, quiet down. Is... no one else found that offensive.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
No one else found that offensive besides Eric.
Yeah, Eric wants to kick your ass now.
Really?
You better watch out.
He's still pissed about that?
He doesn't want to be around you.
How many weeks ago was that?
It's a long time.
July 4th weekend. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
That was a month ago.
It was, yeah.
Oh, my God, what a tool.
Now, like, he's well, like, if we invite him over or something, he's going to be there.
What a dick.
He just keeps thinking about your tool.
Yeah.
Wow. It's just making him mad.
Making him mad with a hard on. I can't get that thing down.
Oh, <geez. laughs>
Talking about
the Soylent tool. Green is Vaughn's Wang.
It's Vaughn Schmeg.
Soylent Green is people.
Oh, God.
And then this is how this started last time.
I think Eric's going to put a sign in his yard that says, naked guy in area.
Yo, you missed it. Oh,
naked retard.
We should talk about last night. I was naked last night for a little while.
Well, of course you were.
Well, because we were in AC for my brother's bachelor.
For anyone that's wondering, Vaughn does not have the body to be naked all the time.
Hey, shut up. You're like you do.
I don't get naked.
I'm not the one getting naked, asshole. Yeah.
Mr. Inverted Nipples.
Yeah, so
what's the problem?
They're cute. They can put milk in them.
Yeah, you could a little bit of water.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were.
If I suck in really hard, it'll take it in.
We were in AC last night for my brother's bachelor party, right?
Ooh, how was that? Fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Debaucherous.
Yeah, it was a little ridiculous. But at one point, we were walking through the Taj Mahal, and there's a bunch of
Indian Central.
There's a bunch of other girls roaming around for a bachelor party. Ooh. And they're stopping every guy going, we need your underwear, we need your underwear, we need your underwear. My brother and a couple of his friends are all, oh, what, you gonna hang out with us if we give them your underwear? And they're all like, yeah, whatever.
You want my boxers?
All they want is to draw. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. So I pull down my pants and I'm pulling off my underwear. And, you know, there's a security guard like sitting
in the middle of the Taj Mahal?
I was in a hall. I wasn't like, you know, I was in like... like an open area with.
I was in the coffee shop.
I was going
and
from
guy
one.
This keeps freaking out.
I was going from one casino to the other, and I was like on the floor pulling my underwear off, and you know, it's just like a pack of girls sitting around me, and they're just like, "Wow, he's actually doing it!" Like freaking out.
Of course, the one guy who they really didn't want was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll do it."
You don't want to know?
Yeah,
no,
I didn't
like,
take a shower yesterday.
Oh yeah, they
just came right here.
Those drawers were rank.
We're walking around all day through the casinos.
I was actually kind of happy I got rid of them.
Felt very liberating.
Eric, hip him.
I was like, sniff him. Savor that.
Could you might want to wring him out first.
My brother and his friends are like, you know, like my brother and his friends are any like better than me.
What smells like bleach?
What's that shit smell? Oh, it's those underwear I have.
Shitty man underwear finally coming through.
These cookies are delicious. Just stop eating them.
No,
and stop eating them when you run out.
My brother's
one left.
My brother's friend is like, "Oh, you could have waited like 2 minutes and we would have sold her." I was like, "Dude, how old
we
are you?
We would have sold."
I was like, "How old are you?" "Oh, we could have got something out of that." I was like, "What are you, like 12?" Dude, they were just looking for some. They were asking everybody who walked past who was a gun. I was just like, "All right, I'm more obliged. I got to get rid of these things anyway."
I've seen your brother and his friends, and to think that girls would want to hang out with those oafs.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all, I mean, please.
Short ogres.
I mean, we've all come to the realization that we're just big oafs. The girls don't like us. They really don't.
You're right.
And I don't blame them.
I can't stand them.
What?
Can't stand them. Well, the fat ones like Craig.
Yeah.
Big fat Meg Ryans.
Retarded Meg Ryan.
Retarded Meg Ryan. Down syndrome Meg Ryan. The hot dog on the back of her neck.
Ugh, like a pack of hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Mm.
Oh.
And the buns.
Mm. The buns to mess. Somehow she's got relish on her.
Ugh, right between her pants, right between her ass.
Ew.
In her ass crack.
I relished all over the place.
Ugh.
So you had fun in Atlantic City? Did you gamble?
Yeah, I lost.
You lost?
I lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
What'd you play?
I was just playing
nothing. I just gave him money.
Yeah, I was just playing slots. My one brother's friend, he walked out with a good amount of money. And we kind of left him in the first place we were at because everybody was like, "All right, we're bored," and they all thought he was me.
And when we originally were all in the stand in the middle, like, all right, I'm going here, they're going there, he's going there. And we all split, and he didn't have his phone. So, you know, once we left, he was there all night. He was there from 11, like, from like 12 o'clock to 5 in the morning.
Once you unlucky ogres left him, he started making money.
Yeah. once you albatrosses just left his neck. All these women start coming up
to him.
Thank
God, the hexes are gone.
Blowing on his dice, he's rolling high.
And like some, we went
or
to
high
some,
rolling.
We went to some of the some of the go-go bars that are on the strip.
Did you go to any guy ones?
No guy ones.
Latin males.
They got some terrible strippers there.
Oh fuck! And it's like go-go bars, and you're like, what the fuck are we doing here? This is fucking lame. They're wearing bikinis. If I wanted to see this, I'd go home. The fuck.
Watch a Girls Gone Wild commercial.
Yeah, watch TV in general.
There's strip clubs down there that are full nude and it's bring your own beer.
BYOB.
Yeah. We should have found them.
We should have found them.
Probably just had to go to the one next door or something.
No, we went to the one next door and that was even worse.
Oh, God.
Fucking one of the strippers comes up to me after a little thing and she's like,
hey, man.
And she's, yeah, she starts talking and I'm like, just shut the fuck up. You so annoying.
No, I don't want to lap dance. No.
No.
Go back to Russia.
Like, and she's like, no, she's this black
comrade.
Girl.
Oh,
she's hey. Like, and she's just like, oh, hey, and she puts her hand out to shake my hand, and I was like, why the fuck she wants to shake my hand? So I grab it like a dead fish, I was telling you this, and I just like, and then put my hand, I was like rubbing my hand on the bar, like, ugh.
On the bar. What's worse, a stripper or a bar?
I'd rather be getting dirty from the bar, yeah. I could at least have some alcohol to rub it off with.
He was rubbing the dirt from the bar in his hand
counteract it. She looks completely fucking disgusted, she's like, yeah, oh, you don't have to do that. You know, I'm not dirty, and I'm like, okay, yes,
yeah,
okay,
you ain't
honey.
Clean,
you
bitch.
Are. Sure, right. See you later.
So you went to a strip club, but you didn't get like strippers.
No, because we shouldn't even went to a strip club because my brother's fiance would wig the fuck out.
Yeah,
yeah. she was so adamant because originally when I was thinking about this, I was like. All right, you know, because most of the guys he knows are firemen, so we can get a decent price on a, you know, rent out one of the firehouses, yeah. And just, you know, get strippers and just get, you know, drunk and just
get wild,
fun. Yeah,
and put out some fires,
and we won't
wild even, and crazy kids,
and we won't even have to go that far.
Put out fires with the strippers, just beat them on it.
Do you want to see my 3-inch line?
And then I was talking
get some clowns.
Well, originally I was just like, all right, let's get a couple regular strippers and then we'll get like a midget or like.
We get a couple ones.
Or
we'll just get hookers.
Or a chick with like a missing limb or something, like an amputee. You know, see if we can
get a
find
nice
one of
quadruple
those.
In here.
Because I thought that would be funny and I thought she would, you know, she would be like, okay, fine, you're gonna do this as a goof. Fine, okay. But like I told somebody she knew that was dating one of her friends and her friend told her and she automatically came back to me and said, no, She wigged out.
Tell that uppity bitch to shut the fuck up.
She's like, no strippers, none of that shit. No. I was like,
how
right,
are you coming
fine.
Into the wedding with a smell of cheap sex on you?
All right, fine.
Cheap hotel sex.
We'll go to AC. and
get
like,
strippers there.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't. Oh
there.
No, they were trying to get they were trying to get hookers by the end of the night. Like,
there's a lot by the Tropicana, apparently.
Yeah, we saw a couple. They were all like arguing with them. I was like, oh god.
You don't haggle them right on the street. You get them back into the
no,
room.
Not haggling. I mean, like fighting. Like yelling and screaming at each other. One guy's yelling at a hook. Like, shut the fuck up. He wasn't even speaking. He wasn't even
is
coherent.
He a gorilla?
He wasn't coherent.
Silverback?
the way he looked, yeah.
When's the wedding?
It's in a month. It's
what?
The 26th.
That's an early bachelor party.
Are you going to have a couple? This is the practice one.
It's the 26th because the whole month is going to be busy, so we decided to do it at the end of this month. Yeah. And I'm the best man.
Ooh, lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me.
I'm a best man, too, for a patch wedding in September.
Really?
Oh. These cookies are really good.
Still?
Really? In September he's getting married?
The last one.
Oh.
We're having a bachelor party the week before.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I think we're going to Philly.
Bacheloring?
You going to Philly?
I think so.
She's sleeping. Tell us.
She's watching TV, and so are you two.
Billy and Mandy. What the hell do you expect?
It's got like some Grim Reaper guy on
it. Yeah, rocks.
You ever saw that? Yeah. It's like a Jamaican Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
So it's muted, so it's got to be good.
What?
We'll be right back.
Huh?
Get to the hooker, right?
Cellophane flowers never happened for me.
McDonald's will make you fat.
Quarter pounder with cheese. Rock and roll McDonald's. Too bad he's dead.
Yeah.
He's fucking dead.
Too bad he is dead.
Wes Willis is dead.
The best. Too bad he was crazy.
He was quite insane. So Aristocrats, myspace.com/aristocratsradio if you want to get in touch with us. You can also go to aristocratsradio.com and see a picture that I put up there in February. And I haven't changed it since.
Excellent.
I got to
work. The hot wing challenge is on
the
top.
Yeah, well, it's not like we're doing anything uber exciting to where I should.
Well, we did do the King of the Castle thing. You never mentioned that.
Yeah, we did. And well, you know, it's hard.
Go for some White Castle.
Holy shit.
Oh, God. No more.
To the local freezer section.
We go.
Yeah, right. And the microwave ones were never as good.
No.
Yeah, they don't have any onions on them.
The freezer ones never were that good, no.
No, they weren't.
No onions.
You get home.
No pickles.
You cook
them
up. I
take the pickles off anyway. I don't like pickles.
Pickles.
I don't like pickles. I don't like tomatoes.
I love pickles and I love tomatoes.
I love it all.
You can have mine.
But I don't like mayonnaise.
I love mayonnaise.
And sour cream.
I love mayonnaise with
fries. I just
had
some Wendy's.
All right, well, you can see you have the mess still in the general area.
Oh, yeah. And a big bacon cheeseburger, whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah.
Tons of mayo and bacon.
You get it all large size?
I get medium. Their large is
yeah,
ridiculous.
You don't like the large.
The large is biggie now, right?
No.
No, the biggie is large.
Biggie's large.
They don't do biggie anymore.
I know. Well,
we talked about this.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. The large is a biggie now.
Basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so
and the drink,
we'll just step down one notch.
The drink is
do they
basically
have extra small now?
No. No. They basically give you a liter of cola.
It's pretty much that.
And it's French. Coke, give me a fucking liter of cola.
I'll still say the soda is worth it, but the fries aren't. Like
they don't give you that much more in the fries.
Yeah, they kind of
fries really fill it all screw the way you.
Unless you get like a fresh batch of fries, you're gonna get screwed.
Because they'll jam up or something.
I hate it when you get the nuggets and they don't clean the fryer out and they taste like they're burnt, but they're not. Like they look good and then you eat them and they got that weird like burning taste,
like shit.
No, like just dirty oil.
Like everything else in there.
Yeah, it just tastes like dirty oil.
Bastards.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Dave Thomas is rolling over in his grave.
Yeah. His adopted grave.
His adopted grave.
He's a foundling.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What do we got here? I like how we come in strong every time.
I was a carny last weekend.
Wait, what?
Uh-huh. I was moving carnival equipment.
Where?
What?
Yeah, late at last Saturday night around like 3 a.m, I was up in Island, me and Mike, and I drove my truck and he was driving like a semi or some shit, and it was carnival equipment. I had this big bear ride. It had like these things looked like Barney Bear with like overalls on, and there's like four of them. These things were huge. I got
you
a picture
sit
on my
them,
phone.
Like they're like Huggy or something.
Something like that, but they're like 10, 15 feet tall.
Wow.
And there's like four of them, and like they're facing like backwards. So at one point, I pulled in front of Mike at like 5 o'clock in the morning on like the parkway, and he just like almost ran off the road laughing his ass off because I pull screaming out in front of him, and there's this fucking bear staring at him. He's like, out of the fog comes this like Barney the Bear at him
in overalls.
And big overalls, big red overalls. It was fucked up looking, man. It was the worst thing I ever did.
For
such
money.
Shit people. Oh, it was awful.
How'd you get that job?
Yeah, really.
Where Mike works, like across the street, he has like a custom shop and he fixes all their carny crap.
Okay.
And like welds up stuff or whatever. And he knows Mike has a CDL and they needed a driver. And he's like, well, you got another guy? And there I come.
Did they pay you well?
Yeah, it paid all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like he paid for all the gas and shit, and I wound up making like $300 for
that's not
the
bad.
Night or whatever.
It's not bad.
It's not so bad.
It's not so bad.
But it was just awful.
Yeah,
it was such an experience. I don't even know what to talk about.
It was
carny, man.
Well, it would be even better if there was a kid still on the ride.
Every daddy,
mommy.
Every single thing that we pulled, there's like one or two that were kind of like new, and the rest of them were death traps.
Yeah,
absolute death.
25 years old.
Wait, at least
falling
waiting
apart.
For wheels.
And you
to
know
fall
they
off.
Don't. They don't put those things together nice.
Not,
and tight.
Not one of the lights work on like the trailer or anything like that.
Bolts are rickety as shit.
Oh, yeah. It's such crap. I would never ever go on any of those things.
No,
have you, ever again.
But have you gone?
Did you actually dismantle them? Or?
No, they were all. I just had a like,
latch
tome
it up.
And shit. Yeah. Yeah.
You ever have you? How, when was the last time you were to a fair or something like that?
It's probably St. Mary's Fair.
In high school, I walked around the St. Mary's Fair once.
Yeah, did you? Yeah.
The last time I went.
No,
to
but
St.
I mean,
Mary's
last time
fair.
You went to on a ride at a fair,
probably like middle school.
Yeah,
and that was on like the Gravitron.
Yeah, yeah.
Wind up upside down, and then fall off.
Yeah, they stopped the ride. Oh shit! It's a race to get back.
I gotta turn around. I gotta turn around.
You ever go on that the roller coaster that's on the boardwalk? In Kingsburg, that little
no.
one?
The little
God,
one?
No.
I went on there like 3 or 4 years ago. It's the most like
rickety,
just frightening.
Piece of shit.
It's just the most frightening, scary, horrific thing you could ever be on. Because you are so like freaked out. You know, if too many people go like way too close to one side,
the
cart
the
will just pop right off the tracks. It's like, you gotta
I'm
stay
surprised
still.
That thing hasn't collapsed.
It's weird it hasn't, yeah. It hasn't like. Tracks haven't just come off as people are going past.
The massacre at Kingsburg.
When was the last time you were in the Kingsburg Boardwalk?
Probably high school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, when we were...
We went to the Heidelberg one night.
Yeah.
And the Miami Club or whatever.
That was the last time I was there.
I was like, what? I was underage, 19 or 20.
Yeah. That's funny. And when I was a little kid, remember that... Does it still have that big slide?
Yeah, the
you go in the potato sack and you go down
yeah,
the slide.
Yeah, they still have it.
I fell on that thing from the top.
Burned your whole arm the way down.
I hop on the sack and I guess like I started going and I don't know what happened. I guess I got scared or I think I caught my shoe on the slide. So I just went head over. So I as soon as I sat on the sack, I just fell. So I'm tumbling down this slide, which seems like forever, and just crying the whole way down.
Dinging your head over everything.
Oh, my God. And I finally get to the ground, and everyone's just laughing at me.
You're crying, bleeding.
I was like 8 years old. My family's laughing at me.
I went down that once when I was about like 8 or 9, and yeah, I burned my back so bad because I didn't have the dancing
set up. Oh, my elbows are
streaks.
Elbows are bleeding. My knees. I'm just like.
You got the worst rug burn from hitting from that hard plastic on body. No, like there's no surface tension at all.
That thing's pretty high too.
Yeah,
especially for an 8-year-old. It's not like it was halfway down and I hit. As soon as I got to the top and sat down, something went wrong and the potato sack went flying. And I went down there raw.
3 or 4 years ago, the St. Mary's one, they had one of those. They still do, God. I think. And some kid fell out of it. Like, he was going to go down the thing, and his body lost, you know, he lost his balance and fell off the side of it. Like, on the very top. Just fell straight off the side of it and slammed, and, like, landed on his back.
You know what? I know exactly what happened now that I'm thinking about it. Like, because, you know, it has the bumps.
Yeah.
The first bump
like,
I hit.
Airborne or
I
something.
Got a little airborne, and the sack just went away from me, and I just crashed down and tumbled the whole way down.
That's horrible.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Awful.
Pretty awful. Little fat 8-year-old crying and bleeding. Everyone's laughing at him.
Ha, ha, ha. I get the strangest looks while driving, too.
Oh, you must.
I was driving the Big Bears. Then I was driving like this bunny rabbit ride. So strange. The bunny rabbit ride was so unsafe. Like the trailer was going all over the place in the parkway. I had no control over it. And I did the right lane the whole way down, like 50 miles. I was so fucking like, oh God, I'm just going to crash. If I crash, I'm just unhooking the trailer and leaving.
Seriously.
I'm getting the fuck
Not
out
getting
of here.
Getting arrested for a fucking bunny ride.
Screw this guy. I'm out of here.
That'd be a funny picture, though. Big crash, there's you standing there like an idiot. Big bunny behind
you. I don't know.
The bunny's beheaded.
He's got the bunny head in his hands.
Imagine driving by on the parkway. You just see a big
rabbit
on fire.
Coming at you.
big burning bunny with a bear.
Crossing over all lanes of traffic.
If the two carny trucks collided and there's just bears and bunnies everywhere.
Big bunny bear corpse.
Yeah.
I was driving down like by AC. They got those like section of like the whoops where it's like no control.
Head hits your windshield.
But like the trailer was going up and down and it started like shooting out sparks from the deck of the trailer was hitting like the crown of the road. It was just like Mike said it looked like firecrackers going off. Big white spots and shit.
Oh, no.
I don't care. It ain't my fucking ride.
Kicking up fucking pieces of land. I don't know. Road.
Asphalt.
Yeah, I was going for asphalt or blacktop or whatever.
So awful.
That's funny. No, I don't go to fairs.
Fucking trash, man.
Oh, I can't.
No, I think the reason I went the last time I went to the boardwalk is because... It's like,
were
we had
you meeting a clown there?
No. Because like
she was getting off her shift.
Because he goes to that. What's
we
that?
We had nothing else
the squirt
to do.
Game.
Yeah,
with the clown, and he puts his dick in the mouth.
This bloom will go.
And
up.
He won.
We were my brother's fiance. Her sister lives like about two blocks away. Like right, you know where you hit like you know you get that one street, and then all of a sudden you cross over, and it's just bedlam. You don't want to be in. Mm. It's like.
For those of you who don't know,
yeah,
Keensburg,
that's, Highway 36.
Keensburg is the pits. It used to be like
the short town.
Used to be?
It was the
back when our parents
40s.
Were kids.
Yeah,
in
seriously.
The 20s
when
and
our
30s.
Grandparents were kids.
In the 20s, 30s, 40s, it was like
it was like the Asbury Park of the Bayshore.
Yeah,
pretty much. Like everybody went there. The boardwalk was world renowned. People came from all over the country.
Oh, it's still world renowned.
Keensburg Boardwalk.
It's still world
and now
renowned,
it's like fucking Camden.
Junkies and
it's junkies. People get
carnies.
Shot every year. You hear about kids
stabbing,
shot,
stabbed.
It's all Indian
drowning
now,
in the drowning in the beach.
Yeah,
getting stabbed by
finding kids washing up on the shore. And
hypodermic needles filled covering them.
Terrible.
But we were there because. We were seeing her, you know, my brother's fiance's sister, and we were like, oh, let's go to the boardwalk, because we had nothing else to do. And it was just, just an
you
trouble.
Really got to have nothing to do.
No, we had
it's pretty boring,
nothing
huh?
to do. Yeah, it was,
we could go to the library.
Yeah, I'd rather.
It was like,
seriously.
It was like,
air
it was conditioned. Like, yeah, it was, there was nothing else. It was like, what do you want to do? You want to go home or you want to go to the boardwalk? Yeah, it's like, let's go to the boardwalk. And yeah, they all thought it was a good idea to go on the roller coaster. And the roller coaster is... It's like, I don't know, the worst thing you could do besides the bumper cars.
They call it the death trap for a reason.
Because we went and did the, you know, the track, the, you know, that stupid track that's at the very end.
The go-kart thing?
Yeah, the go-karts. And we got kicked out of that. Kicked out of that because me and my brother and one of his friends, we were just sitting there diving
each
into each other.
Yeah.
And they were like, you can't do that, you got to pull over. And they made us get off the thing and kicked us out of there. Because we were just killing everybody.
We actually we went there pretty recently because it's specifically for the go-karts.
Yeah.
And because I remember.
Yeah, it was probably about the same time. I remember
because Pat Miller
getting
was
drunk
there.
At the Heidelberg, then going.
Yeah.
For go-karts or whatever.
Yeah, because I remember Pat Miller was very intent on getting the number 3 car, getting the Dale Earnhardt car.
Oh.
I was pretty intent on running him off the road, just like said hero.
Let's see if we can reenact it.
Running him into the embutment. Flaming wreck.
You know, it can burst into flames that fast.
Yeah, that was fun, though. Yeah, what do you got to do?
You'd be surprised.
Mm. I want a go-kart, just like a regular, just like they have, but without the restrictor.
Yes.
Yeah. How fast do you think those things can go?
It can go pretty fast.
Yeah, they can go pretty fast.
It was down in Daytona. We went on them. And
talking
they were kind of like, it was like a circle track. They go pretty fast. It was faster than the other ones.
Yeah, well, they...
It's like there was only us, like, the four or five of us, and we just had the track ourselves, so they, like, turned it up or whatever. I don't know. It was pretty fast.
Yeah, they can, like, control each car. Like, if you're going too fast, well, some of the fancier ones...
They can regulate you or whatever and just
like, from
fuck
the
you
thing,
over.
They could, like, you're, like, passing everyone else, and you're like...
I've been kicked out of a lot of those, you know, those go-kart
ones. You've been
ones.
Kicked out of a lot of things, Vaughn.
Well, my brother got kicked out when we were in upstate, because my grandfather has a house upstate. And there's one like a couple blocks away, so we decided to go over there. And he's just going full on, like, and they're like, you know, they're like, there's no
bumping,
no bumping, no nothing. And he's just diving into the walls, like he's just like it's like his new car, like it's a new car, and he's test driving it. He's going ape shit in it.
Oh, comma, bumping?
He
was actually able to spin it, and there was there was enough room to get two cars, you know, in the lane.
And
he was able to spin exploding. The thing
bumping
around.
Allowed. Exclamation point.
No, these guys, when they were... that was good.
Let's do that shit. That's fun.
No, comma, turn on red, period.
We're at the pier. You got that big sign.
Oh, fishing. Diving.
It's just a big no with a list of things you can't do. So Craig goes up to it, puts his hand over the hand and goes, oh, fishing. Oh, diving. It's very funny. No comma.
Oh, comma. Around. Turn on red.
All righty. So what are you saying? Yeah, your brother did something hysterical, I'm sure.
He got the thing to spin around, like, 180 degrees. And they were just like, they were like, you know, they stop, they waved their finger, you know, that shit where they go, no. And then that caused him to be like, okay, who's the next guy right next to me? Just boom. like 40 miles an hour on this track that's only like, I don't know, maybe...
as big as this room.
Yes. Well, it's probably as big as the...
couple tires in the middle.
It's probably as big as the parking lot outside. You know, it's only one big oval.
Yeah.
And he's just nailing people. Like, people, like, other people. He's like, you know, he can't get in front... He can't get ahead of, like, me. I'm, like, a little ahead of him. And I was like, oh, thank God. And this poor little, like... It's like 12... this 12-year-old, he slams into this 12-year-old. And the kid's just wigging out. Kid's like, oh, what the hell?
The worst is the haunted house they have there now.
What, at the boardwalk?
The Kingsburg haunted house.
The fiery haunted house.
Oh, it was on fire?
I don't know. It's always waiting to happen.
There's a ton of haunted houses.
I remember I always used to go on it when I was a kid. And I went on it like right around the time where we were going there again for some odd reason. And it was just terrible.
It seems
it's
just
it's all like paper mache monsters painted neon colors.
A bowl of spaghetti. This is brains.
Oh, it's witch's eyes.
Peeled grapes.
So this happened after you're bleeding and crying. Let's go into the haunted house. Okay.
I feel better in there.
And then I was bleeding and crying, bleeding out of the asshole.
And your father's giggling at you, going, "Here, try this."
I want to go back to Disney. I haven't been to Disney in a long time.
Yeah.
It's fun there. MGM and all that.
Mm. Well, in Florida?
Yeah.
I want to go to the one in California, Disneyland.
Why?
I don't know. I want to go to California.
It's better than the East Coast.
Because you want to go hang out with all your faggy friends in California.
You want to suck some San Francisco cack.
Hey, I told you, it's not a bad town. It's actually, it's a good place if you get past the Castro. You know. Yeah, the one place, the Hispanic area that used to be the highly Hispanic area back in the day. It's now just the big gay area.
The AIDS festival.
There's one place in there. It's called Twin Peaks. It's a gay bar, but it's all old man gay bar. So it's like, you know, 60, 70 year old gay guys just hanging out at the bar. It's a fucking scene. Because it's these open windows. It's this big place.
Oh yeah, well, we got one of them in Philadelphia. Uncles, remember Uncles? Walking by, they were right down the street from me.
And my two friends and me, and I'm like, why don't we?
There's Uncles and Woodies.
Woodies.
Woodies. I'm like, why don't we go in there? And they're like, no, you don't go in there.
Yeah, Uncles was just all a bunch of old
queens.
That's
where the gay guys hang out when they used to be called fags.
It's like, we're too young to go in there.
They used to be called not right.
They're just strange. They're just waiting for the right woman. I guess they're just getting warmed up before the women
and
get
it's just,
there.
They were just
called good dressers.
The most like the most disgusting old guys. You're just like, you know, like those ones that you see in like, you know, bookstores where you're sitting there going, you know, the ones with the bad toupee and the big glasses and the tight pants and the weird sweater doesn't fit right. Just like those kind of guys sitting in there drinking, like all lonely. No one's talking to each other. No one's even looking at anybody.
Wearing an ascot.
Everyone taking the blowjob shots.
Oh God!
We go walking past there, and it's like let's go in here, and I'm like, what's this? It's like, oh, it's a daddy bar. You ever heard of those?
A daddy bar?
Yeah, it's a
daddy.
Well, daddies are what was it? They're the big bulky guys, you know,
like
big,
the bears.
No. Bears are fat, hairy guys.
Okay,
but daddies are big, thick, like muscular dudes
who walk
butch
around.
Guys.
Yeah, we walk around with pit bulls. That's well how I've been explaining.
Like leather
to
and shit.
Yeah,
like
they're wearing their like
the
their
Oyster
leather
bar guys.
Yeah, kind of like yeah. They're wearing their
like village people guys.
They're wearing no shirt with like you know like those leather straps
and
the
and shit.
Yeah, yeah, and they're like. And like, oh god, that's frightening.
So like the
and you see bears going in there,
the
and
motorcycle
like,
guy from the village people.
Yeah, it's like a Thomas of Finland ad. You walk like, oh my god, it's frightening.
It's frightening yet arousing.
So do daddy and bears?
Yeah,
go
that.
Out?
Well, yeah, that's the whole the place was filled with big, fat, hairy guys with all these ultra muscle guys going, oh, you're so cute. like
oh, Vincent, I love you.
Pet my dog.
Oh, Sam.
Pet my pooch. Oh.
Wiping his tit sweat. And she's like, oh, you're a big bear, aren't you? Because
it's like, I don't get, it's like 14 extremes, you know. You go to the next place, and it's all queens. It's all these, you know, these gay guys who dress up as in
See,
drag.
I don't like that segregation in the gay community.
Oh no, they like, get along. They get along. Like you'll see like some of the people from that bar go into the next bar because
you know
it's
some of the
cheaper.
Queens don't like the daddies. And
oh
the
no,
daddies
no,
don't
you,
like the bears.
Oh, you have to see they're sitting there making like
they're
shooting,
like gangs.
It's like
they're
the
shooting
Jets
yeah,
and
they're,
sharks.
Yeah. It's like fucking warriors.
They're shooting daggers at each other.
Bears.
Ugh.
Like nobody like, messes with the orphans. Nobody. You gotta pay a tax.
Daddies, come out and play.
My friend
my pants are down.
Who was living there when he was going to school, he was just pointing out, going, "Oh, this guy," and like, "Oh, this
that
one was in a fight with this one last week." It's like okay. And my other friend,
that
who,
guy sucks the main cock.
Yeah, that's what he would be like. It's like, want to meet him, and he's
you want to tonsil hockey with him.
And when we get into the thing, I'm like, I'm looking for something. He's like, well, did you come out? I'm like, no, not that dude.
I'm not looking for someone.
No, not some him.
Jesus Christ. That's all a cup of somebody.
Are there any women in San Francisco?
No, there's a good
amount. They drove them out.
Yeah, they really did.
In the Chinatown district, you know, in Chinatown district, you get some really great bars, like really cool, like old, like burlesque. There's like this, I forget what the place was called, but it was like a burlesque type bar where the girls would be walking around in like, you know, in like lingerie or
like
you know.
Old fashioned.
No, yeah, old fashioned, but they're like.
Go-go bar.
But they're like, they're not stripping or anything. They're just serving you and like that kind of stuff. And you're like, and it's like real. It was cheaper than some of the other places we were going to. Some of the gay bars we were going to were you know, charging us like arm and a leg
oh,
to get
it's
a drink.
$8 beer and gay night.
Mm. Arm, a leg, and a cock.
And like
a third leg.
Any yeah. extremity will do.
This is,
what? What
happened? What? Like,
did
one,
we get cut off?
Like one off? Night. One night I was just like, I was because I. The last time we went, I was like, oh god, I know this is all just gonna be just gay. We're just all gonna do is just hang out at gay bars and do nothing else. And I was like, I'm not having this. I have to at least just... we have to at least go out one night and like do something straight. You two damn women.
I studied up with all the gay porn.
Cause oh no no
I was
there
all,
was
I was all ready for it.
No, and... there was what was it the second night we were there the second time me and my buddy Jay went. Him and my friend Jeff, the one who was living down, he actually moved back like a couple months ago. They went out, they get food, you know, and they come back with a bag of food and a bag of porn. And I'm sitting on the ledge, you know, like taking pictures of shit, taking things going on, and they're like watching porn and like sitting there giggling at it, like retard, like you know, you buy normal porn,
like we would do.
Yeah, you sit there and buy, and you go.
They're like real people.
and my friend Jeff thinks it'll be like that. I'll be all weirded out by sitting there. He's like, oh, can you change the scene? And I'm like, all right, I'll come in, change it, and I just go back outside. And then like I was just like, because they're sitting there laughing their asses off. Because it's, I'm like, all right, I gotta see what the hell they're watching.
They use their hands to eat like real people.
And
they don't just put it into their asshole.
They have me switch to the next scene, and it's just like a straight porn, but it's two guys.
Well,
yeah, it, that
that's
that
how
in
works.
Itself
well, no, you
is
know what I mean?
Not
it's like
just
that, it's
like
straight
that, porn.
They have sex. It's just two guys.
No, it's like the same setup. Like it's
like
you know,
straight porn, but it's all just guys
oh, like
fucking
the
each
awful,
other.
Like
in the ass.
Awful
the guy,
banter.
Like yeah, the guy's like, oh, you have to stay after class, and it's like this old dude and this older dude sitting there talking about stupid shit. It's like, oh, how are you gonna pass this class? Like it's like it's the worst. And then they get into the thing, and it's like, bon, dun, 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 you know, that freaking horrible porn music.
How are you going to pass my ass? Oh, did I just say that?
Yeah, it's like that. And all of a sudden, they're just pulling each other's clothes off, like, really, like...
getting all randy with it.
And I'm sitting there giggling like a retard, and they're all laughing. They're like, well, you don't find this, like, offensive? I was like, well, look at this. It's freaking retarded. How can I find this offensive?
No, I'm supporting wood. It's terrible. Cool.
The best slash worst, like, scene I ever saw, it was just a guy knocks on a door, and a woman opens it.
Ramon.
No. I'm trying to think. Oh, he goes, do you know Rita? And she goes, do I? And then they just have sex.
What? There's one
that
I
was
saw.
It.
There was one I saw. Was
good
this
storyline.
It's just, hello? Do you know Rita? Do I?
There was one I saw. I wish I had this. It was freaking hysterical. It's this old guy. He's with this like this young hot chick, and he's going, say hamburger for me, honey. Say hamburger. And she's like, hamburger. And he's like
cheeseburger. No!
He's like,
you whore.
He's like, say it again. Hamburger. She's like, say it again. And he's like, hamburger. And all of a sudden, it's like, dun, 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 dun. It's like, dun, dun, dun. Oh! It's ridiculous.
I saw one where there was a guy in a corner jerking off. And
hey, like, don't tell, like, about what's going on now.
No, this is the first one I ever saw. I was in, like, middle school. And there was a lady dressed up like a chicken, and she was like going bah, bah, with her arms, and he was in the corner going, yeah, yeah.
What?
And she was just like, can't we just have sex like normal people?
No.
And that was like, it was like a whole movie.
The whole thing was that? Like the whole
tape? It was like a porno movie, but there was different scenes, and
Kentucky
that
Fried
was one
porno.
Of them. Kentucky Fried Porno. That's not a bad idea. Trademark that.
Trademark.
Patent pending.
Are we done?
That's an hour, buddy.
Oh, good. Hour two, soon to come.
Here comes
three.
Here comes
two in a can.
Two in the can.
I actually have like 10 hours of audio on air.
Just play it.
Yeah. Just between from the when we first started doing this to now.
Nice.
But I don't feel like going through.
Okay. Well, it's been good to see you.
Secret stash.
Good night.
Members only. Oh, yeah. Good night.
Good night.
That's all I got.
Okay.
MySpace.com/AristocratsRadio. AristocratsRadio@AOL.com if you want to give us some.
MySpace.com/AristocratCraig. Add him as a friend.
Ed Craig is a friend.
Yeah.
Even though he never goes on.
I was on the other day, but MySpace was screwed up and I couldn't add any friends.
Oh.
I couldn't even look at him to see which fake friend was being added for some male enhancement product or something.
Hi, I'm Cinnamon. Get male enhancement products?
No. But they. Hi, my name's Cinnamon. I'd like to be your friend.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Come see my webcam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. Oh, God. Sure. All right, maybe we'll see you next week. Who the fuck knows?
Maybe.
See you later.
Yeah. We're doing it again right now.
Another month off. Bye.